The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And all week we've been talking about achoo sickness. We've talked about mom's tips for taking care of sick kids, how to decide when a doctor's visit is necessary, and how to spot a fake illness.
Yes, and today we'll talk about how to prevent illnesses in the first place. There are definitely things we can do to cut down on those sick days.
Washing hands and using hand sanitizer when soap isn't available, it's clearly one of the best things you can do. You can also remind your kids to sneeze into their elbow and to keep their hands off their faces, especially their mouth or their eyes.
Yes, and getting a flu shot is obviously the best thing to do for preventing that nasty illness. My family is pretty faithful in getting our flu shots, and we've never had it, knock on wood.
One of our friends on Facebook told us she and her kids take something called Sambucol. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And at the first sign of a sniffle, they take it. And she said there's actually a formula that's safe for kids 4 and up. Of course, talk to your doctor first. I've been taking Emergen-C when I think I might be getting a cold. It has been amazing. I love the super orange flavor. Unfortunately, the package says it's for ages 14 and up. So,
of course, one of the best ways to prevent illness is just to be healthy. Make sure your kids are eating well and getting enough sleep, fresh air, and exercise.
Yep. Well, we'll pray for healthy kids and parents this season, but if you're home for a sick day sometime soon, you can be entertained from your bed or couch by reading fun blogs, right?
Yes, and we'd love for you to stop by ours. In fact, whether you're sick or well, that's nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.